For KZYX News, I'm Sarah Wright. This summer, participants in a small business talent show will have the chance to compete for free training in how to pitch their products and services and up to $10,000 in prize money. The West Business Development Center, which works to promote small-scale entrepreneurship in Lake and Mendocino counties, is putting on what CEO Marianne Petrillo hopes will be the first of many such competitions. Applicants are vying for 12 slots at the training, which will culminate in August at a public pitching competition. The public will get to vote on which of the five finalists will win the cash prizes, donated by local organizations. I caught up with Petrillo for more details.
We're looking to find individuals with great ideas who want to either start up some type of business or service, or business owners who really would like to expand into maybe new territory, new arenas, new products or services. So it's really designed to encourage that and bring that to the forefront. The second part of this is that we want to then train those individuals on the best way to express their ideas and vision. So it's really a boot camp of sorts that helps those who will be the final participants better understand their vision, their goals, their business, their finances, their branding, and learn how to articulate that through a pitch competition. They'll go through three sessions of training, and then we'll narrow down on 12 applicants to five, and the five will then go on to do a pitch competition to the public on August 25th. There is a $10,000 cash prize, first place, $5,000 for second place, and $2,500 third place. Those cash prizes were contributed to us by the Community Foundation of Mendocino through the John and Sandra Mayfield Economic Development Fund, as well as the Dentist Hospital and also the Savings Bank of Mendocino. But above and beyond that, the most important things that the participants will learn is how to express their ideas and their concept to the public. That's useful whether you're getting your friends and family involved to help you with your concept, and it's just as useful whether you're going into the bank for a loan.
So how well developed does the idea have to be before people can apply?
Well, it's a simple question and answer format application. We are looking for people who know their vision. They kind of know what they want, and they're at a certain level. They may not have every aspect of their finances fully developed, but the further along you are in your business concept, the more beneficial I think the training program will be. You're not going to go into this training program to explore what you want to do. You're going into this training program to take already what you have and what you know about your business, product, service, and develop that more fully by articulating all the aspects that you need in business. You know, capital investment, it might be marketing and branding, understanding the vision and the why of what it is that you're doing, because that, of course, is the crux of how to express your work and your value.
And there's also a requirement that it benefit the community. So it sounds like the idea can't be, you know, I'm going to hire a bunch of people to dig ditches at minimum wage. What are the specific benefits that you're hoping will accrue to the rest of the community? So it's not just, you know, one entrepreneur trying to figure out how to make themselves rich.
Again, I go back to, you know, the original intent of the program. It's really to tease out of this county the creative, innovative talents that we have. And, you know, having a social purpose for your product, idea, service is something that we definitely want to foster. One of the ways a lot of people have asked me, well, what do you mean by expansion? How is that important? And what is it that you're looking for? So the example I use is, this isn't a competition where if you're making a donut, you just want to make more donuts. That is expansion, but it's not what we're looking for here. It's that if you're making a donut and now what you want to do is have a cafe in five locations in Mendocino, you know, how do you expand your original intent into other areas of the community. And all small businesses benefit our community in one way or another. So we're looking for people who are, you know, have an awareness of that, and they can tie back what their ideas are to ways that it could benefit the community as a whole.
If people are applying as a partnership, does that count as one applicant, or can only one representative from each idea apply?
In the application itself, we're looking for, you know, one person to apply. But if it is a partnership, then there is space in which to write that in the application and let us know that this is a partnership and my partner and I would be jointly doing this. So that would be okay. But we wouldn't want two applications for the same thing.
It looks like cannabis businesses cannot apply because your funds are federal. When does this close, and when do people find out if they got accepted?
It closes on June 10th. That's a Monday. And we will let those who have been accepted know by Friday, June 14th. All of this is free through our SBDC funds that we've received from both federal and state agencies who really do see the importance of this mission of business startup and growth, especially in rural county like ours.
And where can people apply or find out more about the programs in case they're not ready to apply or they want to do something that's a little bit different in terms of counseling for their business?
Our website is www.westcenter.org, and there is a blade right on the home page that will lead you right to the application form. This is a new type of program, I think, to really capture entrepreneurship and the entrepreneurial mindset. And I'm very excited to share this with the community. So the event that we're going to be hosting on August 25th, we'll be at the Mendocino College Theater, and the public is invited to hear the pitch by the five finalists that will be selected. And I think that's going to be a very exciting time because the public will definitely be able to hear how this entrepreneurial journey happens, and we'll get the community involved in the selection process. So something new and exciting, I think, for Mendocino County.
For KZYX News, I'm Sarah Reif. We just heard from Marianne Petrillo, CEO of West Business Development Center, about Startup Mendocino, a competition for small businesses to vie for training and prizes for pitching their products and services. We'll include links to more information and the application, which closes June 10th, on our website.